Hey beautiful people. Welcome back to That Girl Affirmations, your daily dose of sunshine and good vibes. I'm Sienna Cruz, your host and hype woman extraordinaire, here to help you glow up from the inside out. Today, we're diving deep into something super crucial. Building self-confidence. Now, before you roll your eyes and think another confidence podcast, hear me out. This isn't about putting on a facade or faking it till you make it. We're talking about real, authentic confidence that comes from within, baby. Because let's be honest, the world throws enough curveballs at us without our own insecurities holding us back, right? Ever felt like you were waiting for permission to shine? Like there was some invisible wall stopping you from going after what you want? Trust me, I've been there. But guess what? That wall doesn't exist except in our minds. And the good news is, we have the power to dismantle it brick by brick. So get ready to unlock your inner badass, because here are 5 key takeaways that are going to revolutionize your confidence game. First up, let's talk about self-love. This isn't just a trendy hashtag, it's the foundation of true confidence. Imagine your confidence as a house. Self-love is the solid ground beneath it. If you don't believe in yourself and value who you are, no amount of affirmations or pep talks will hold up that structure. So how do we cultivate this self-love? Start by acknowledging your strengths and celebrating your accomplishments, big or small. Write them down, tell a friend, or even dance around your room like nobody's watching, because let's face it, sometimes nobody is. Next, challenge those negative self-talk monsters. Seriously, they're just sneaky little voices in your head trying to bring you down. The moment you catch yourself thinking, "I can't do this," or "I'm not good enough," stop and reframe that thought. Ask yourself, what evidence supports this? Chances are, there isn't any. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations like, "I'm capable," or "I am worthy." It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, your brain will start to believe it over time. Number 3. Step outside your comfort zone. Remember that amazing feeling of accomplishment after conquering a challenge? That's confidence in action. Think about something you've always wanted to try: taking a cooking class, joining a sports team, or even just saying yes to a social invitation when you usually shy away. Taking those small leaps will build your courage and show you that you're stronger than you think. Now, let's talk about embracing vulnerability. I know, it sounds scary. But true confidence comes from being comfortable in your own skin, flaws and all. It means letting go of the need to be perfect and allowing yourself to be seen, truly seen, by others. This doesn't mean oversharing or begging for validation. It's about authentic connection and building genuine relationships based on trust and acceptance. Finally, surround yourself with positive people. You know, there's folks who lift you up, celebrate your wins, and offer a shoulder to cry on when things get tough. They're your tribe, your cheer squad. Make an effort to spend time with people who make you feel good about yourself and inspire you to be your best. Now picture this. You're walking into a room full of people. You've got that glow up going on, inside and out. You're feeling confident, capable, and ready to take on the world. You smile, make eye contact, and introduce yourself with that voice that says, "I belong here." That's the power of building self-confidence from the inside out. It's not about changing who you are, it's about recognizing your worth and allowing that brilliance to shine through. Remember, this journey is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, moments where you feel invincible and others where you question everything. The key is to keep showing up for yourself, practicing self-love, and celebrating every little victory along the way. So, my beautiful listeners, what's one thing you can do today to boost your confidence? Maybe it's trying that new recipe you've been eyeing, rocking that outfit you've been hesitant to wear, or simply telling yourself, "I'm amazing," in the mirror. Whatever it is, take action. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little boost of confidence and let me know your thoughts on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.